From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. SCARC AGM. The SCARC Annual General Meeting was held this week and there has been a little bit of a reshuffle at the top table. Our president is now Bernie, VK4KX, who has been president in the past. He replaces Richard, VK4RY, who has been our president since 2012, but wants a break to travel a bit more around the country. Gordon, VK4VP, replaces Lester, VK4ALH, as vice president, and Lester remains as a committee member. We welcome the mover and shaker, Dave, VK4UN, to committee, and we are certain he'll help to push things along. Dave replaces Paul, VK4XE, on the committee. Secretary Warwick, VK4NW, and Treasurer Keith, VK4AKA, remain, as do the other committee members, Chez, VK4WT, and Robert, VK4LHD. Cole McCamley Award. As part of the AGM, an award is presented to a club member that has provided outstanding service to the club in the previous year. This is in memory of Cole McCamley, who is now Silent Key, but did a huge amount of work getting the club going in the early years. This was voted on, and the result was a tie between Sava, VK4PN, and Chez, VK4WT. Sava has been running Constructors' Nights, and these have been well attended, and they are currently building antenna analysers. Chez is a reliable club member that can always be relied on to help out when needed, and is always involved in something. Congratulations to Sava and Chez. Repeater relocation. The 2-metre repeater at Mullaney on 146.850 and the 23-centimetre repeater have been moved up the hill and are now a little higher in the air. This has been made possible with the help of Brisbane Wison, and the club appreciates this greatly. We have had a number of signal reports from far and wide, and overall there has been improvements. Until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems that the whole world is off to the ballot box. The US seems to be holding interest in its selection of presidential candidates. Our national parliament is gearing up for elections sometime later this year, and locally it is the turn of councils to renew their members. Just to impress the amateur community, Amateur Radio magazine contains all the materials for members to vote in 3 board members of the WIA. This is part of the process set down in the Institute Constitution to allow members to enrich the board with experience and initiative. The candidates have submitted a précis of their reasons for election. Now it's up to the voters to make that decision as to who will take the seat. So, as it has been heard elsewhere, bring it on. For over 100 years now, Australian amateurs have had a body to represent them. First with the Department of the Navy, then the Postmaster General's Department, right through to the ACMA. There have been a formalised structure to speak with a unified voice. And there are all the other issues in supporting the hobby that are common to most recreational pursuits. Thankfully, we've been able to find people to take these positions, and the demands on time and person are quite high at times. Recently, there have been a few people complaining that this side of amateur radio is just politics. Well, perhaps it is just politics, but it is also the process that has brought us the foundation license and keeps the cost of licensing and assessments lower than if there were no WIA. All members should take the time to read up on the candidates and reflect where they want their body to go. When you're happy with your choices, complete the forms and submit your votes. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.